Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to level land using a grader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For construction activity to begin on a site, it is very important that you have the site level so that when the heavy equipment moves on the roads, they do not feel unwanted jerks and bumps. The work of heavy equipment operators is never so easy, and when you do not have the land level, it causes all more trouble to the person working inside the cab of the machine. He or she is just not able to position himself properly, and this might have serious implications on his work. It is therefore crucial to have the ground at the same level so that it makes working for every individual safe and hassle-free. Now the machine that can do the work for this construction labor as well as for the operator is nothing else but a grader, a motor grader, people. Generally, a grader is made up of three axles. The first axle is located with the engine and on the top of the cab. The second axle is the front end of the machine, and the third one is located at the rear end. It is also have a blade in between, which does most of the cutting work. So the operator who will be working with the machine needs to check if the blade is sharp enough to do the work or do the job. And once he is sure about the efficiency, he can begin with the grading of the land. When we talk about grading, it means removing the unwanted substance, which is the reason to the bumpy roads. So the work of a grader is to cut loose those unwanted surfaces, which can then be disposed in a dump yard truck or off-road truck or something like that, or just a normal dump truck move off the job. A grader is also used to set native soil foundations pads, which helps to finish grading quickly before the large building could be constructed. Since not all land are the same, and in the same way, we cannot use just one type of grader. Graders are the many types, but with the basic function to weed out anything and everything that comes in its way. We will normally see a grader with a blade in between, but now we can also find graders without blades. Instead of a blade, they have a front forks, which are scarfire usually, becomes fruitful to knock down and hard surface that is quite solidly attached to the ground. The fork fronts of the grader are the different sizes and also largely depends upon the kind of land it has to work on. If the land is rock solid and quite vast, then the bigger size will be brought use, but for a small place with not much to cut, then perhaps a smaller one can do the trick. The blade of a grader is not only restricted to cutting purposes, but it's also used for spreading or leveling. You can flatten a surface if you do not spread soil over it, and sounds absolutely insane for someone to use another machine for spreading soil. Therefore, we have the grader taken care of. This part of the work. Again, motor graders are very important. Very important. If you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.